going to college. It's really expensive. I'm having a baby. They're really expensive. I sell books, though. They're really good. You should also subscribe.
Evolution being a fact, I disagree with creation being fiction. I do agree with Big Bang being a fact. And I do also agree that flat Earth is fiction, because I've traveled and I've seen the curvature, and I never really thought this was going to be an issue in the 21st century, but and here we are. So,
okay. So my question to you is,
yes, sir.
Where did foxes come from?
Well, foxes is a type of dog. I have an answer that goes two ways. They were either created as foxes, or they descended by a type of dog that was like a fox, let's say.
I'm going to ask you a different question.
Yes.
Do you think there was ever a time in Earth's history where things belonging to the fox category didn't exist?
I'm not sure I understand the question, or...
Let me ask you a different question. Do you think there was a time in Earth's history when humans didn't exist?
Yes.
Do you think there was a time in Earth's history when whales didn't exist?
Yes.
Okay. So then how did they begin existing? Or how did they come to exist?
As I told you before, I disagree with your notion that creation is fiction.
And do you think one day God magically created whales, and that's why we have whales?
Somehow, I mean, I can't really tell how. I mean, no one was there present to witness it. We only know, because I do believe in the Bible and in the Genesis chapters, but the Genesis chapter doesn't give you a scientific account of creation. It gives you...
Of course not. But reality gives us a way to see whether or not what the Bible says is true. And it's just obviously not true.
Okay, but of course, reality, we weren't there to...
That doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter when you make claims about the past.
Did World War II happen?
Yes, it did.
Were you there?
I don't know, but my grandfather was, and he told me.
Okay, so you don't have to be there to know if something happened?
Apparently not.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, but you're comparing historical times to something that happened before man was there to
make a record. Why does knowing things that happened magically stop being possible when it's before there were people?
I didn't say that. I said that.
Yes, you did. Or you implied it.
I said that.
If something happened and there was nobody there, can we know that it happened? Yep.
Well, we can know that it happened. We might not know the details of how it happened.
Yep, exactly. Now, with evolution makes very specific, necessarily true predictions. For example, everything that we call a primate would have to have really similar DNA, more similar than their DNA is to anything else. And that's the case. And humans are included in that.
Yes.
Okay. That is extremely specific proof of evolution.
No, it could also be proof of the same designer.
How?
Same creator. The creator could have just used DNA similar.
That's post hoc. I don't care about post hoc. You copied my homework and then put your God's name on it. Could God have also made it so that nothing shares DNA? Yes. So which one is more likely? I actually think the second one is way more likely. Because if everything is specially created and not related, then there's no reason it would look like it's related. But all of the evidence makes it look like everything is related to a really specific degree. Also, You know bats can fly?
Yeah, I heard about the bat before.
And
yeah,
birds can fly, right?
Birds can fly, bat can
okay.
fly.
So they should be the most similarly designed, but they're not.
But insects can fly too.
Yeah, they're not similarly designed to either one of them either. So
they have bats don't have feathers the way.
Yeah, well, there goes design.
I mean, could you accept the argument that a creator and a random process, two different things, could plausibly be?
Creation is the ultimate random process. Evolution is not. Evolution can only follow the laws of physics.
Yes.
Creation can be whatever. If creation were true, everything should be utterly random. There should be no connections between anything. There would be no reason to think anything is connected because it was all differently created. Instead, everything is connected in the way that it would look according to just secular scientific explanations.
But I don't accept your premise.
Of what?
Because you assign some, like saying a creator would have done it so and so, and since it is this way and not that way, therefore evolution. It is very plausible that a creator could have said, okay, this DNA thing works, I'll use it everywhere. And this
there's no reason a creator would do that. It's all powerful.
But there's no reason not to.
And the creation/design thing completely falls apart when we realize that things that have broadly the same design have completely different genetic compositions. Evolution, it makes perfect sense evolutionarily that a dolphin and a kangaroo have similar DNA because they're both mammals. It makes zero sense from design that a shark and a dolphin share very little DNA. They have outward design. They should have the same fundamental design. They don't at all.
But why would you say that?
I just explained it. It can't be explained any more clearly.
Okay, then maybe I'm the thick one in this conversation, but that's fine. The premise of my argument is that, or not the premise. Let's say the point that I'm trying to make is that random processes, the way I see it, random processes cannot just create the complexity of life as we see it.
You just disproved creation. Creation is completely random.
How do you say it's completely random?
What was it dependent on? What do you think random means?
Like when we say random walk, it's totally, I mean, the next and the previous don't have any connections.
Right. So when God creates grass, and then God creates dogs, those have nothing to do with each other. That is absolutely a random process.
Except for
evolution
maybe
doesn't work like that. Evolution has to follow the laws of physics.
And how did it happen then?
Through the laws of physics.
Okay, laws of physics. So low-level radiation affects the DNA, right? So you have some mutations. Most of mutations are deleterious. They
no,
kill
they aren't.
The... Yes, they are.
No, they aren't.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, they aren't. Most are neutral, which also isn't true because...
Fair enough.
Because they're only neutral in the sense that in the current environment, they're observed, they're neutral.
So,
but environments change, and some organisms are not fitted for that change, but some are. Why are they? Because they had a previously neutral difference that then was beneficial in this new environment.
Okay. Well, what I know is that if a baby is born or is about to be born and they discover there's a mutation, it's most of the times it's a bad news for the parents. So I don't know.
Literally false. There are thousands of mutations that happen when the when the very first cell of an embryo divides. And yet, and yet, I mean, the reason, like, about half of pregnancies don't take, but we don't have, that's not because of mutations. Like, you have countless mutations that your parents didn't have. So this is just not true. But we're going back to random. Your creation, the creation thing you believe in is completely random. None of the created things have anything to do with each other.
You assume again, you make assumptions of the creator, and I think that's that could be misleading.
So when God created grass and then God created the oceans, those two things had something to do with each other?
Well, you're talking about a physical thing and a living thing. So, I mean, can you be more specific?
No.
Like grass and a flower.
Give me the
connect.
Give me the non-random connection.
The connection is that they both use DNA, for example, if they're living
organisms. Water uses DNA. Great.
I didn't say that,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you did.
I said
it was about 3 seconds ago. I said, okay, give the connection
first
between
all,
water and puppy dogs, and you said they both
all,
use DNA.
I said you can't are we talking the same English here?
Apparently
I said,
not.
First of okay, then I'm trying to explain. You can't compare a physical thing like water with a living thing. And I said, if we're talking about two living things, they both use DNA as their genetic, let's say, system. They use DNA. That's a common thing.
So God can only create things if they have common DNA?
No,
okay.
I didn't say that.
So then the common DNA is not evidence of a creator. The creator could have done anything it wanted to. It could create living things that don't have DNA. Evolution can't do that. So the evidence only supports one idea.
Okay. First of all, God could have created it in a... using a different system than DNA, and he also could have done it using DNA in all living systems, and apparently he has.
Okay, let's make this really easy.
Yes.
What would living things look like if God didn't create them?
That's a question that I can't answer.
Okay, I can answer that for evolution. They wouldn't be related. Evolution can only create related organisms. A non-evolutionary process can only create non-related organisms. So your belief system, it can't be tested. None of it can't explain the world at all, because it's possible that things would look the opposite of the way they look. Or the way they look. Okay, which one's more likely? We have no idea. Which one's even... well, they're all possible, I guess, so forget that. Okay, which one would we expect it to look like? We have no idea. We have no reason to believe what you think. We have every reason to believe evolution, because, going back to what I said at the beginning, it makes extremely specific, necessary predictions. If life on the planet wasn't related, evolution would have been proven false immediately.
Yeah. Well, we kind of agree to disagree here on this matter.
Did I say that's wrong?
Well, the whole premise of your explanation that evolution explains everything and...
it
my
does.
Beliefs
everything to, about it, biology is consistent
but
with
then,
evolution.
But you take this as a granted and you give it to me as a granted. You have to argue for it and prove it, and you can't.
It's been
and
proven
I also
countless times. Are all living
things? I can't prove
do
my
all living things
also.
On the planet share DNA? Yep. Okay. I just proved
it. I just proved that God used DNA in all organisms.
No, you didn't prove it. To prove,
I didn't prove
means
it
you have to produce evidence or give an explanation. And you didn't do that.
But my friend, it's pretty much the same.
No, it isn't. One's magic The other isn't magic.
No, it's not.
It's in theory testable.
If
evolution
I'm a carpenter,
made the prediction for what the evidence would have to be for it to be true. And it was that all life had to be related. You've never done that. I asked you, tell me something that would prove that creation is false.
But my friend, you probably are a scientist. You're probably a writer also.
Nope.
I mean, you are a scientist.
Nope.
And you are.
I just know high school level science.
I mean, yeah, I don't teach science. Whatever science I learned is at school 30 years ago. You expect me to, and you are much younger than me, of course. And do you expect me to argue in the same level as you?
You don't even believe in evolution. Fine. Defend your belief.
I
mean, you can't.
The thing is about evolution. I don't believe the premise that all living organisms came by evolution in a way that this is the creative power.
Yeah.
For evolution,
I don't
that
understand
creates everything.
Why you think that, despite the fact that the evidence proves it.
But there's no evidence that proves
all life on the planet is related. That's necessarily true for evolution.
I don't believe it as evidence. It could also point
then
to
you,
the
then
same
Then you just
creator.
Don't know how to... That has nothing to do with whether or not it's evidence.
But
if evolution's true, all life on the planet has to be related. That's what the evidence
have
would
the
be.
Same, or the creator used the same method to create all things.
That doesn't mean that it's not evidence of evolution.
But I'm not trying to disprove evolution. I'm just saying that I don't believe it. I believe in creation. And
yeah, I know.
Having things
and you don't
create,
have any evidence or reason. I have evidence and reasons.
Okay. I mean, I don't have scientific evidence.
You don't have any evidence of any kind.
I mean, fair enough. I mean,
claims and evidence are not the same thing.
The creator I believe in is a supernatural being, so you can't have scientific evidence for that.
Or any evidence.
I mean, you are seeking a scientific evidence. Do you want me to say that I talk with God? I don't. I don't have this kind of proof. So I do, though, believe that it's more likely than a creator created everything than some random process and whales becoming, you know, dogs or cows becoming whales and all that stuff. That doesn't make sense. I mean,
well,
not
too bad there's evidence. The way you framed it is incorrect, but too bad there's evidence of it, because if whales came from some other animal, then that means they'd have to share genes with other animals, and they do.
How about this? How about the creator using genes in all his creations?
There's no reason a creator would do that.
There's
no reason to think a creator would do that as opposed to not doing that. We've been over this. Your creator could have created, we have DNA and nothing else does. Creator could have totally done that. Now, which one is more likely? It's an unanswerable question. So you don't have evidence, because if everything was the opposite of what it looks like, then your creator could have also done that. So if everything we see today and the opposite of everything we see today both count as evidence, then you don't have evidence, and you never will.
Okay. Well, it has been fun.
Kinda. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.